And Philip Sempati, having teacher urgent care today's date is 10/22/2022, dictation is 4. Matthew Hickson, Hickson spells H-I-X-O-N, Matthew spells M-A-T-T-H-E-W, date of birth is 10/10/2015. This is a 10-year-old child accompanied by mom here with throat pain and fever period. Mom said this has been going on for about 7 days or so, but she was waiting to see if he can go 24 hours without fever, but this did not happen. Said child is now complaining of increased pain in his throat, which is worse when he swallows, and nasal discharge period. Next paragraph, past medical history. Is none. Past surgical history. Three years ago, he had retinal surgery. Next paragraph, family history, hypertension, diabetes, and asthma. Next paragraph, social history, denies secondhand smoke exposure. Next paragraph, medication, over-the-counter, mucinex. Next paragraph, allergies, none. Next paragraph, review systems, patient, mom reports fever. Next line, she reports runny nose, that child has green discharge from his nose. Next line, report loss of appetite and fatigue. Next line, mom endorses exposure to other kids in the school with similar symptoms, period. Next paragraph, physical exam, child is alert oriented. Vital signs are as follows. Blood pressure is 105 over 70, pulse 87, respiration 18, temperature 98.3. Open parentheses, mom says she gave him Tylenol for and Motrin for his fever, and this brought it down, but said it does not stay down for too long, close parentheses. Next paragraph, O2 sat 99% of the room air. Next paragraph, physical exam, he's alert. Next paragraph, face, no erythema, no edema. Next paragraph, nose congested with green discharge, erythematous and edematous turbinates. Next paragraph, throat erythematous and edematous, tonsils, pharynx, and uvula. Next line, uvula is midline and mobile, no exudate present, period. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, palpable and tender anterior lymph nodes bilaterally, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen is soft, non tender, no organomegaly, no rebung, no guarding, period. No visible peristalsis. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort or range of motion, he bears weight well with no ontology gait, period. Next paragraph, neuro, alert oriented time 3, cranial nerves 2/10 normal, motor and sensory functions normal, mood and effect and normal. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, assessment number 1, fever, number 2, rhinitis, number 3, pharyngitis, number 4, fatigue, number 5, decreased appetite, period. Next paragraph. Flu and strep were done clinically. The flu and strep were both negative. Clinically, patient appears to have a sinus infection. He, with the green discharge from his nose, nasal congested, and a fever for this duration could be virus, but I will cover with antibiotics seen as the weekend, and the patient says she cannot get into her primary care until after the weekend period. He was sent home with the following medication: amoxicillin 250/5 mL. You take 1 teaspoon POTID for 10 days, number 150 mL. Next medication: Motrin 100/5 mL, 1 teaspoon POTID PRN for fever, number 200 mL. Next medication: XYZ mouthwash 60 mL. He will take 10 mils, gargle and spit out daily for 6 days. Mom is advised to increase fluids, to avoid sugary beverages, to come back to clinic if worse. Go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. End of dictation.